Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Filippine Morkel op koffiedייט.
Nehemiah 2, verse 17 and 18. Then I said to them, "You see the trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins, and its gates have been burned with fire. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace." I also told them about the gracious hand of my God upon me and what the king had said to me. They replied, "Let us start rebuilding." So they began this good work. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Goeiemôre, goeiemôre, goeiemôre. Molweni, molweni, well, molweni. Guten Morgen, guten Morgen, guten Morgen. Goeiemôre aan julle en elkeen. Ja, ons vat ons net so 'n stappie so deur al die môres en die goeiemôres. Ons handel dit gou af. Ek hoop dit gaan goed met een en elkeen. Die tyd het aangebreek vir koffiedate op 'n Woensdag tussen 9 en 12. Wow, ek voel die opgewondenheid in die atmosfeer, want die Here gaan iets groot doen. Die Here gaan iets mooi doen. Hoe gaan dit met een en elkeen vanoggend? Ek hoop dat julle gaan geseën wees. Die woord is al reeds so geseën. Let us start rebuilding. And it all starts with you. Dat jy moet altyd eers by jouself begin. En vir die Here sê, Here, wat is daar wat nog hier 'n bietjie los is? Waar die sement so 'n bietjie los is, Here, wat is daar wat ek kan doen om dit meer stewiger te maak, om my baksteen dat hy baksteen kan behou, dat hy muur kan hou? Want daar kom tye in ons lewe wanneer ons deur die samelewing afgebreek word. En daar kom tye wanneer ons hartseer ervaar, pyn ervaar, trauma ervaar en al die dinge. Maar gepraat van trauma, vandag het ek twee gaste wat vir julle werklik waar 'n groot seën gaan wees. Janice Rothman en Karen Robenheimer. Ek gaan hulle later weer aan julle bekendstel wanneer hulle hier in die ateljee is. Maar ons gaan werklik waar God ervaar soos nog nooit van tevore nie. Want elke keer is dit 'n verskillende ervaring wat jy met die Here het. So ek hoop dat jy's lekker daar, waar jy ook al is, in jou werksplek, of jy nou net lekker onder die komberse nog is, met jou koppie koffie en jou Bybel aan die een kant, wat jy ook al doen, wat jy ook al vandag doen, bly ingeskakel, want die Here gaan vandag vir jou aanraak, wat ook al jou probleem is. Vertrou die Here. Dis die enigste persoon wat ons werklik waar met ons hele hart kan vertrou. Is dit nie waar nie? Dit is die enigste persoon wat soveel ontferming het en jou verstaan soos niemand anders jou verstaan nie. So ja, dit gaan so geseën wees. Dit gaan baie geseën wees. En wie wil vir oggend môre sê, okay, hulle kom nog by, hulle kom nog by. Maar is dit lekker op 'n dag weer saam met julle te wees. En ja, die tyd is hier. Die tyd is nou. Is jy gereed vir koffietyd? Die tyd is hier. Die tyd is nou. Is jy gereed om aan te sluit? So roer, roer, roer jou geloofslepel. Hey, roer, roer, roer. En maak jouself tuis. Roer, roer, roer jou geloofslepel. Roer, 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 want God is in die huis. The time is here, the time is now. Are you ready for koffie date? The time is here, the time is now. Oh, please come and don't be late. So stir, stir, stir your spoon of faith. Stir, 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 you are not late. Stir, stir, stir your spoon of faith. Stir, 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 and don't be late. Ek lag so lekker as ek hy woorde vergeet, dan bring ek sommer my eie goedjies in. Vinnige ding, vinnige ding, vinnige ding. Nou ja, luisteraars, Tinka sê, Dumela, Sissy Filippine, ek sien uit na wat die Here ons tafel mee gaan dek vandag, die bekers wat gaan oorloop. Ja, Tinka, môre, al die pad van Robertson, sy is ingeskakel, en sy is gereed vir hierdie dag, sy is gereed vir koffiedate, sy is gereed om te sien wat die Here in haar lewe gaan doen. Tinka, geniet dit saam met ons. Kom ons luister na 'n pragtige lied gesing deur CC Winans. I've got joy. Enjoy, ons is nou weer terug. En ons is op pas geluister na die pragtige lied I've Got Joy sung by CC Winans. The joy of the Lord is our strength this morning. Let's do that declaration. Come on. Put on your joy coat right now. Put on your praise right now. Hallelujah, because God is here. Weer eens goeiemôre aan een en elk een. Ek hoop julle is sommer nou lekker daar ingesettel waar julle ook al is. By die werk, by die huis, wat jy ook al doen, hang die wasgoed gou vinnig op, want jylle moet nou, jylle kan dit nie misloop nie. Ons is ook nou live daar op Facebook, so gaan besoek ons gerus met my gaste, Janice en Karen, they are in the house. Dorien wil vir ons môre sê, Dorien sê goeiemôre, ek is as Dorien Juries van Wellington, ek is in die huis. Sy sê, ek is in afwachting wat Heilige Gees ons vandag gaan bedien. Mooi dag, shalom. Ah, dankie Dorien. Lekker om jou saam met ons hier te hê. Vir jou en Tinka en die rest gaan nog bykom. Het julle daar die skrif geniet? Wow. It's time to start rebuilding the walls again. But it starts with you. Nou ja, ek het werk om te doen. Ek het mense om voor te stel. So ek gaan gou 'n bietjie Engeland toe, né? Ek kom ek net maar weer Suid-Afrika toe. With me in studio, I've got Janice Rothman and Karen Robenheimer, and they are doing wonderful work. They are really extending and advancing God's kingdom in a beautiful way. They host workshops together for the community, and one of the workshops they did in the past, listen to this, is Entrepreneurship for Kids. Wow, isn't that amazing? And is currently doing trauma recovery workshops and prophetic massages. Oh, I think I need one. And they are born in Cape Town, and Janice has got 2 kids and Karen 4 kids. They are blessed with beautiful, beautiful kids. And they will be sharing with us what they are doing outside with, I think this is the name of the organization, Warming Hearts Handmade. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, Philippine. Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing on this beautiful day?
Blessed, thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us and Amen. The opportunity to bring glory to God's name. And thank you for sharing your joy, even yes. though this this topic can become quite heavy.
I know. I know.
It's
I know.
Like an onion, you know, when you're peeling layers away yes. from of an onion. So
oh, wow.
I just want to encourage the listeners, as we speak about these things, it you might get triggered. It might take you back yeah. to moments or memories of where you've been in the past. So as you are there, wherever you find yourself, if the Holy Spirit does bring something up, yes. just call on His name. He's Amen. There with
Amen.
You. Because He's not a respecter of person. Amen. What That's He's right. done for us, He can hey, do for you.
Come on Amen. Now, come on now. The lovely Janice. Now we've got Karen. She's on the other side.
Hi.
And she's in the... Hello,
good morning,
Karen.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Philippine. And yes, a great... Thank you for having us live on studio this
Amen.
Morning
Amen.
And for just showing the heart of God to everyone listening this
Beautiful.
Morning. And we trust that as we are resting ourselves in the hand of God, that God does the work.
Come on.
And we are simply just but His vessel.
Just the vessel.
That He pours out in Jesus'
name. I agree with you. Wow, that's powerful. Yes. Ooh, and they look so lovely here live on Facebook, I'm telling you. Nadia and my Evelyn is in the house. Let's say good morning, Lady PM. Nadia and Mars in the house. Met a prachtige. Oh, Nadia, you weet mos wat jy hiermee moet doen. Stuur het asseblief vir my die prachtige, prachtige prentjie. Wow, happy Wednesday, February, good morning. Met die 2 lekkerste koppies koffie. ons is eindelijk 4, Nadia, so sit nie ander 2 ook by. En dan 'n prachtige ruiker met rose. Oh, thank you, Nadia. Dankie dat julle ingeskakel is, maar nou ja, ons moet afskop. And I'm going to start with Janice. Janice, share a little bit more about yourself. Who is Janice?
So... When you sent the message about rebuilding walls, I'll start there.
Yes, please do.
And God gave me a prophetic picture.
Sure.
And in that prophetic picture, he took me back to the foundation of who I am, so to answer that. And yeah, I've come a long road with the Lord where he's healed me. But before I get to that point, because it's quite a long conversation for us to have.
Yeah.
God showed me prophetically the land. And he said, rebuilding walls is also land. And the land represents family, and land is inheritance.
Mm.
It's a legacy. It's the foundation blocks of which we build our lives. And those foundations are often generational. We inherit patterns from our families, beliefs and wounds, and sometimes it silences us.
Yeah.
And so with me, where I find myself at the moment, I work as an administrator, and God has also taken me into social entrepreneurship, especially because of the community that I come from. You see a lot of poverty, you see a lot of kids on the road,
lots of
kids begging at the robots, and that is not the heart of God.
Mm.
So God doesn't raise us up so that we can live comfortable lives. Mm. He raises us up so that we can extend a hand and reach out to the people in our community. And that's when we started the Kids Entrepreneurship Program. So we go out, we encourage children because to change their belief systems, to change how they think about themselves, and also an encouragement to the mother. And then just bringing it back to the land that God showed in the prophetic picture. There's so many foundations that's laid while we are growing up, and some of them are things that we can build on, and there's also things that we need to remove because we need to base our lives on the Word of God. And with preparing for this and having to share such deep wounds that the Lord has healed me from, I said, Lord, sure, this feels like a heavy burden that you're placing on me, because you're asking me to do something that I've shared this one-on-one with people as you've allowed. And God said, but today is the day that he sets his people free from shame.
And he said
to me, Janice, if you can't be real and raw about who I am and what I've done in your life, then are you really serving me? Is my power really alive and active, or are you just masking? Are you just a Christian that's masking and pretending that everything is okay? And before I share the deeper part of it, the Holy Spirit led me to Matthew 1. And that is the genealogy of Jesus. And in the genealogy of Jesus, we find Rahab, a prostitute. So God was very intentional when he orchestrated the birth of Jesus, for Jesus to be born from a lineage of a prostitute. That eradicates shame for us as believers. So the same like Paul, where he found himself on his journey. So God is very intentional. So this morning, I just want to encourage everyone, whatever you've been through, whatever the Holy Spirit is going to allow you to go through during this conversation and bring up, know that God has set you free from shame.
Amen.
There's
Amen.
Nothing too hard for the Lord. Whatever you've been through, God can set you free. And so, when I look at Nehemiah and how he had to rebuild the walls, he first had to become raw and real. He had to walk around and see what was burnt in the city wall before he could even have an action plan.
Yeah.
And so with me, with the same with the rebuilding, I had to step back and look at my life as a whole. And so at the age of 4, my journey started with trauma. I was molested at the age of 4.
Sure.
From there, my parents got divorced, so that was more trauma on top of that. And I remember I was about 6 or 7 years old, and the old man said, children must be seen, not heard. hou net die blinkkant bo.
Ja,
stiek
ja,
alles
ja.
weg onder
yes,
die mat.
Yes.
En dit is hoe ons opgegroei het. And so I walked around with that narrative. So coming back to the land and the foundations that were built, that's what the grandparents taught us. But it wasn't necessarily good for me in that situation because then with the trauma that happened, I then hid it away under the mat. And with that, more trauma could happen. And so by the age of 16, I was gang raped. Then from there, I started using drugs because that was a coping mechanism. And I then became an empath, so a complete people pleaser, and just fawning all the time. We'll get to the different stages of trauma and the responses, so we'll touch on that a little bit later. And I was neglected as a child, I was bullied, and then I was in an 18-year marriage where I endured narcissistic abuse as well. And then I went through my own divorce. And then I lost my dad as well. So it was just one trauma on top of the other. Mm. But in that, God was faithful.
Praise the Lord.
In that, I was able to use my pain for His purpose.
Come on.
And so that leads me to the next conversation of building the community. So we need to start with ourselves. God doesn't waste trauma. He transforms it into a testimony. So every time we choose healing over hiding, every time we choose to break cycles, every time we just choose the Lord, we can rebuild our walls. When one person heals, a family shifts. When a family shifts, a community changes. And Nehemiah didn't rebuild the wall alone. He gathered people. Each family rebuilt the section in front of their own home. And that's how we build communities, and that's how we restore communities, if we start with ourselves.
Amen. Amen. My guests in studio this morning, Janeth Rothman and Karen Robenheimer. And I know by now you are really so excited to hear about what God has done in their lives. And as you already heard, Janice shared with us. And so we thank God they are here. They are still standing. So Janice, just one more question. There was something that you said. Trauma was not only emotional. It is not only emotional. It lives in the body. Please share.
So while you're going through trauma, in that moment, for me, the biggest part was being able to disassociate. And it's almost like while you're going through that particular trauma. So trauma is not just being raped. It could be even someone shouting at you as a child. Could be being deprived from food even. Like there's different levels of trauma. But to answer your question, how does it get stuck in your body? For me, it was disassociation. So every time, so I went through that particular trauma of molestation and rape. So how did I deal with that? I had to disassociate. I had to almost travel outside of my body to be able to cope. And then, so in the now, not in the now moment, but God has healed me from it. But previously, for example, I'm standing in the office, I'm busy working, and there's lots of coarse joking going around, and someone walks in the room and they start joking, but in that moment I get triggered because of the experience that I had in the past. And so what do? I disassociate, I leave my body, and then I come back, and then I say, I have selective hearing, but that is a coping mechanism because I know what's going to come from that person is negativity. So that is how trauma got stored. One aspect of how trauma got stored was disassociating.
Thank you for sharing that with us. We're going to have a short break. We're going to take a short break and we'll be back. We're going to listen to Hy Is My Rots, gesing deur EKC Worship, and we will be right back. Enjoy.
Jy luister na Kaapse Kansel 729 AM.
Ja, dis reg Kaapse Kansel op die frekwensie 729 AM en dis die program Coffee Date. En as jy nog verder met ons wil gesels, gaan dan na die WhatsApp-lijn, dis 0817291657, die SMS-lijn 37988. Gaan luiger is ons app af wat heeltemal gratis is, die Kaapse Kansel app en ons webtuiste kaapsekansel.co.za. Ons is live op Facebook, ek sê maar net, ons is live. En Sofia Stout, Jenne Sofia, lekker om weer van jou te hoor. Sy sê, goeiemôre my sissa, ek is in die huis. Na baie, baie lang tyd, die radio het net weggegaan, ai Jenne, van die pulpitstasie, maar God is getrou en dat ek het dit weer gevind, ek is so bly in die Here. Ek voel sommer dankbaar dat die Here ons uitgespaar en deurgedra tot hiertoe. Ek glo ek gaan die program geniet en soos altyd, ek hoor vanoggend daar is 'n nuwe lied ook by Coffee Date. Geseënde dag aan almal. So fyn ja, ons was vir 'n tydjie nie op 729 AM nie, maar ons is terug. Dankie Sofia vir jou mooi boodskap. Tinka Jones sê, sy is daar op Facebook. She says, while listening to your testimony, I thought how difficult it would have been for me and how I might have been reacted not good. But like in your case, Jesus stepped in and now you can sit here today to testify about his goodness. Amen. Thank you for sharing. You are building up faith and hope in him. Amen. Beautiful Tinka. Tinka, Tinka is daar op Facebook nou. En ek wonder of Ricardo nou al wakker is. Ek het ook al gesê, jylle is hier. But now, once again, I just want to inform you that my guest in studio today is the beautiful Janice Rothman and the beautiful Karen Robenheimer. En like hulle nie beautiful daar op die screen nie. So Karen, it's your turn. Welcome once again.
Oh,
please share a little bit about your background. Let us hear who is Karen.
Not a problem. Thank you once again, Philippine. Okay, so me, Karen Robenheimer, grew up as Karen Cynthia Herdeen, a little young girl in the streets of Silvertown, Athlone.
Wow.
But that was not where I, my early years, oh, not even early years, because I was two when I was literally, can say, taken away from my mom. I was born from a mother, psychiatric patient, schizophrenic, and then I had a father who was open to drugs, drug abuse. He was a womanizer.
Mm.
So when I say womanizer, he had more than one wife, or more than one woman at a time. When my mom was pregnant, there was another woman pregnant, and there was another woman pregnant. So I have siblings all around the world that possibly, you know, from here, there, and everywhere. But I only know four of my siblings in total, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, so yes, being born from a mom that's schizophrenic, that is a trauma on its own, because schizophrenic, she would see me as a child one day and the next day she'd see me as an adult. Today I would be beaten for being a child, and tomorrow I would be expected to be an adult. So they had it from a mother on its own. I received my own form of trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father, on the other hand, my mom was she's a very beautiful woman. My mom and my dad together, they actually come from ministry. They've been in the field of ministry. My dad, he plays the guitar, 7-string guitar. He's a worshiper. He writes, he plays music very beautifully, but caught up in the world at the very same time.
Mm.
My mom, she's been a worship singer all the time. So together they found themselves in ministry.
Mm.
So the world had this beautiful picture of Denise and Basil together, but at home, as we, the devil was chasing them.
Yeah.
The devil had fights with them.
Mm.
And me, at the time being the only daughter, birthed, the firstborn daughter, I was exposed to all of this happening in the house. My dad also being in and out of jail. You know, so he's got a bad history of jail, going in and out of prison. So by the age of two, I was taken away from my parents, where I ended up within the family. My aunt started taking care of me, but I was an extremely emotional child.
Mm. Mm.
I cried for anything and everything.
Sure.
I felt rejected neglected, which I was, you know. I know what it's like to walk wearing only a panty.
Sure.
And I'd find myself open in the streets like this, you know, being a little pale boskop meisie kindjie in the streets, you know. So I was open, I was exposed, you know, I was vulnerable. So much could have happened, but God kept me. God's
Amen.
Hand was up covering me. And yeah, so my aunt decided she's taking me where I stayed for a number of years. I think I was just about before creche. In fact, I did creche years with her. And then just before I started primary school, because of my constant crying, she couldn't keep me any longer. I would cry going to creche. I would cry coming from creche. I would be crying when she's there. When my mom came to visit, I would just be crying. So my crying made everybody miserable. People didn't want me around. So I was taken from my one aunt to my other aunt, where I spent most of my years growing up. And that is where I found some good foundation set. Yet there were still doors open where trauma also steeped
yeah.
in. At the age of 12, 13, my mom finally decided to leave my dad, and she came to live with us in the house. And that's when a lot of things started happening for me personally. My mom, I was open to that abuse of her once again. And this time it was greater because now I'm older. And now she sees me in a total different light, you know. I know what it's like to be beaten with a baton with...
Sure.
With nails in there.
What?
You know, I was with a shoe with a heel on your head for taking bread that was not given to you. You know, we lived in the house, but then there was a time when, because of my mom's mannerism, the way she lived, we were not welcome in the house anymore. And now, because my mom was there, I was tossed out of the house to live with my mom. And it was in a filthy environment, in a shack in the yard. Finding myself in that, coming from a clean environment into filth, that was another field of, oh my word, what now? How do I make this work, you know? So again, there I was, from being a little girl, exposed to having to try and cover, defend yourself. And then, you're again, the same cycle. Mama's there, but I'm yet... I'm having to defend for myself. You're having to stand for myself. But God, you know, God's word came strong even at that very age. And God, these words that constantly came to me as of that time is, I will never leave you,
Amen.
Nor will I forsake you. I am with you.
Amen.
I am the Lord who is with you. And yes, I went through some crazy things at the time. The one time I remember resisting a fight with my mom, I decided I'm going to stand my ground. And I had some water on, which I was ready to get myself into a bath. And she was at it. And I took that water and I burnt my mom. And something happened that was so ugly at that time. I burnt her and I felt good. Imagine burning your own mother and feeling good. It was like seeing her in that pain caused a laughter inside of me.
Yeah.
And that was just not me. Because through everything I went through, I became a person who wanted to please people, who wanted to do everything right because I didn't want to be rejected. I became a person that didn't want to hurt anybody because I know hurt to a degree where it was just not acceptable. And here I am burning my own mom with hot water, and I felt good about it. And that is when it struck me that, honey, something is not right
here.
Something is out of line, something is out of order. But it only happened at a later stage of my life where God literally had to just come in, and I found it was all in my own space. I was all alone. In that dirty shack, in that dirty little place where I found myself, I separated myself. I had a little bed, and I had a little cupboard. This is where Janice and I met also. We were I was working for Cape August, did some recruitment for Cape Argus. Yeah. And I remember getting my first little paycheck, the little money coming in, and you know, I wasn't bought fancy clothes. I know what it's like to be handed down. Even up to underwear was handed down to me, you know. It was nothing bought. So I took that money and I was going to buy myself something nice. But I couldn't afford the original. And you know, back then it was about the brand.
The brand.
Yes. Yeah, the brand. Yes. And Nike was most near the end.
Come on.
Yeah.
Nike, yeah.
Yeah, so I bought myself a pair of cheap fake Nikes.
Okay.
And at the workplace now, yeah, we are at Cape Argus. And doing the recruitment and things like that. And then there was a group that discovered my tackies were fake and they decided to make a mock of it. And decided to... literally make me the picking point now at this time. And there was Janice, girl all to herself, eh? She would walk around with literally her head down, greeting, and that's it. You don't hear talk, you don't hear nothing. And she becomes aware of this whole thing happening. And at once, you hear the voice of Janice. Look, yeah, I was the ghetto girl. I was the ghetto girl, eh? I'm the girl who stands up for others. But here, somebody who stood up for me. And Janice stood up and she was like, you don't do that. You don't do that. And she started defending me and covering me. And that is where we first met in a community. You know, that is where we first met and that is where our journey started. Janice forgot me though. And years later we ended up living in the same community back in Silvertown again, and that is where our paths crossed once again. And we ended up praying together.
Yeah,
we started praying together. Janice was she was struggling to conceive Leah, and we prayed together. And God gave, he showed me a boy coming forth, not knowing that as I prayed for her, that I was going to be the one carrying the son.
Sure.
And I told her it's a boy coming, and the boy was mine and the girl was hers.
Wow.
So everything she bought was given to my son, and it was, it's just a swap, yeah. So that is where our journey started, and how we started working together, and that was just a little bit of myself, of where I found myself at the younger stages, the foundation stages of my life, experiencing trauma.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that with the listeners. Ricardo, now Tinka Jones says, we were wondering where is Ricardo? And sy sê, eet seker my lekker Thai kosse. I've got Sherina Hope here on Facebook. I don't know if you know her. She says, hi, Pastor. Pastor Simon, she says, or Pastor, I don't know. But anyway, she's here on Facebook and she's greeting us. I don't know if you know her, Sherina Hope. She's here, she's here.
Good morning,
so, good morning, Shireen.
Good morning.
What a lovely surname, Hope, 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 Hope. So, in short, before we're going to take another break, you have got a big heart for the community. Please share.
Okay. So, because of everything I went through as a child, I've grown a love for children. But it didn't just start there, you know. It didn't just start there. It, having a heart for the community is not something that you just decide to have one day, or you just wake up and, okay, today I have a heart for the community.
Yeah.
It's something that God literally he instills within you. It's embedded within your DNA. Mm. So how he embedded it within my DNA is literally causing me to be that child. I was that child.
Yeah.
I was that neglected child. I was that child that had nobody care when I was running around like this and doing that. And I just open to whatever is possible.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So we're going to take a break and come back, and then you can continue. So we're going to listen to Heinz Winkler, and he's going to sing the song Spreek Hier, and then Karen will continue and share about trauma recovery. So enjoy the song with us. We'll be right back.
Coffee Date met Philippine Morkel.
Ja, dis reg, dis die program Coffee Date met jou dienende gasvrou Lady P, en my gaste vandag hier in die ateljee is natuurlik Janice Rothman en Karen Robenheim, and I'm going to give over to Karen to continue with where we started with
your
heart for the community. I just love that. Please share with the listeners, and welcome once again to both of you.
Okay. Thank you once again. Okay, so like I said before, you know, having a heart for the community is not something that one just chooses or you decide to have one day when you wake up, you know. It's something that I personally feel that is embedded within you. It's something that God, he stirs up from the time that you were born. I think whatever calling you walk into, it's something that God places within you from the DNA already.
Yes.
You know? So community is based on unity. Living together in the same area, living together with common goals, beliefs, values, and interests. Community is also about connecting and support. Yet, I find myself living in a community of, currently living in a community of United States of Q-Town.
Come on now, yes. Daughter of a king.
Yes. So that's where I find myself living right now. And I can say this, I have nothing in common with the people that's living there. You know, communities also connect, like I said, it's good support, and common goals and things like that. So I'm finding myself in a community where there's no common goals. I don't have those common goals. I don't see myself fitting into that community at all. But there I am, as a light in the midst of darkness.
Yes.
In the midst of darkness. So in Q-Town, Athlone, you'll find yourself surrounded with alcohol, drugs, promiscuity, abuse, health neglect. Oh my word, the number of TB people living there is so high. It's so scary. It's so scary because, I mean, the people that's living there, the drug addicts and so on, they walk around spitting and just spitting the germs, you know.
Sure.
So this is what we are surrounded with living in Q-Town. But despite the darkness, there has to be more to Q-Town that just meets
of
the
course.
Eye. You know, and as we are aware, you know, that humanity in general, we look at the outside, but it's God who looks at the heart.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, and I feel that personally has placed me in the heart of Q-Town. You know, in the heart of Q-Town, surrounded with all this chaos and all this mess and this dirt, to be the difference, you know, to be the difference. The Lord does not look at he doesn't look at things people look at. He is about what's beyond the surface. What is really going on the inside that causes it to look a certain way from the outside? The outside is what holds the community.
Yes.
It either attracts or it repels.
Come on.
Certain things, you know. So what I have personally learned is that those communities that are those that appears dreamy, beautiful, light on the outside, is often the ones that is filled with a deep darkness on the inside, and brokenness and the emptiness. And those communities that are looking scary, like Q-Town, vicious, dark, are the ones with the hidden beauties, because I'm telling you, there is talent within Q-Town.
Yes.
There is hidden gifts, there is treasures amongst people in Q-Town.
Amen.
Yet, even though I find myself living there, having nothing in common with these people, I cannot help but see that they are gems within Q-Town. You know? And that is what stirs up my heart for community, is finding those hidden treasures.
Yes.
You know? Because, you know, in this community is where people walk around with stolen identities, where they are hiding trauma. They're walking with brokenness and are dragging themselves, getting themselves under alcohol, influence of alcohol, because of the things that they're trying to hide. You know? So pain is masked as strength. So they come across as macho people all together. Those are the people that carries the biggest amount of pain. You know, the abuse, they find it so easy to abuse one another. I mean, speaking ugly is their way of expressing love. And that is not right. That is not normal. You know, that is not normal. But to them, to these broken people, this is a way of life.
Wow.
This is a way of life. And for me to bring in, for me to use, for to be used by God to be the difference is what stirs up my heart for
beautiful,
the community.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us this morning. Marikel Kabala, I don't know if you guys know her. She's there on Facebook. You can wave at her. Pastor Marikel Kabala is in the house. Welcome, Pastor. And then Tinka Jones is also still there on Facebook. She says, through a traumatic childhood of so much hurt and rejection, your testimony of overcoming is powerful, Karen.
Amen.
To see you smiling and being confident in who you are in Christ is shining the light on His beautiful love. So what was the turning point for you?
The turning point, like I said, you know, the turning point for me was not just a once-off occurrence. I think earlier on I mentioned one of my turning points is where I burnt my mother.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I had to do some introspection, you know. Is this right? Is this right, you know? And I remember, you know, I'm living in a community. I'm always drawn to the elderly people. I love elders, you know.
Wisdom.
Yes, yes. So I love the elderly people. And I remember hearing from one of the elderly people once, you know, honor your mother and your father and your days will be lengthened. And I think that was one of the scriptures that came to mind at that time, because this is my mother. And despite of the way she has been raising me, she did the best she could. It's the only way she knew how.
Yes. Yeah.
Because she herself was stuck in trauma. She herself was stuck in hurt. She herself has gone through some tremendous things before I was birthed.
Wow.
And she did the best she could.
Yes, yes.
You know? So yeah, I found myself hurt, broken, literally in the same cycle where she found herself. And I thought the best way to deal with it was to hurt her even deeper.
Wow.
And coming to myself and realizing that this is not right, this is not God, and you know, my life is going to be cut short because I'm dishonoring my mother. I couldn't see her in the capacity of my mother. I remember one time having some students over. I was still in school, coming over to do some homework. We sat in the lounge and my mom appeared. And they asked, who is this? Because she was not dressed very neatly. She was not tidy. And me being the girly that I am, all macho, you know, always clean, always tidy. But I'm living in a mess. I am in a mess where I'm at, you know. But outside, I'm beautiful, you know. Yeah, they asked me, who's this? And I'm like, no, I don't know. This is the lady that comes to clean. She works here for us. I denied my mother. So there was another turning point. There was another turning point, you know. So like I said, there was a process of turning points. But the biggest turning point was when I found myself within a marriage where I became the person that just wanted to please everybody. Just wanted to do right with everybody. Just wanted to make you see me as the fitting person. I just fit perfectly into your puzzle, into your life, irrespective of how it affects me.
Yeah.
Irrespective of what it does to me to become this person that you want me to be. So my skin has been ripped off my face, literally. With shame, embarrassment, belittling. I don't even want to go that deep, but yeah, there's a lot of things that have happened there.
Yes.
And I had to come to the point of asking myself, is this who God called you to be? Is this your purpose in life? Is this where your journey ends?
Sure.
Is this your way of shining my light?
Yeah.
Because I have called you, but you're not walking as I've called you to walk.
Wow. That is so awesome. So we're going to take another break, and then we will continue after this break. We're going to listen to Piet Smit singing, Waar kan jy groter liefde kry? Enjoy.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Philippine Morkel op Koffiedate.
She's Too Tall, the beautiful song sung by Dawn Peterson, I hope you have been blessed by that song, Always Stand Tall, in the midst of your storm, in the midst of your trials, in the midst of your tribulations. Stand tall for God. My guests in studio, the lovely Janice and the lovely Karen, mm-hmm. and they are just having a good time here in the presence of the Lord. So I told them, now listen, I'm going to sit back now and I'm going to give it over to you. Not actually over to them, but over to Holy Spirit to do what He needs to do.
Yes.
So here we go. Janice is in the house.
Just to touch on rebuilding your walls.
Yes, please.
And also, what was the turning point for me? So there was many turning points on my journey that led me from one dimension to the next dimension in my walk with the Lord. If I look back to 5 years ago, I thought that I walked in complete healing, but I wasn't. So after I, on high school, my first turning point was when I stopped using drugs. I ended up working after high school and then supporting my habits. I was a functional user.
Okay.
And at one point, the Holy Spirit, because then I was a backslider, so at high school I gave my heart to the Lord and then fell back for another 4 years. And then in that moment of working and then still buying drugs, and the Holy Spirit said, what are you doing? Come back to me, because I will never leave you nor will I forsake you.
Amen.
So
amen.
you're in a season that you're not supposed to be in. So come and draw closer to me. And that was my first turning point. And then the work really started. I am about 20 years clean now. I give God all the glory.
Hallelujah.
It's only His strength that can pull you through,
yes,
through
right.
that. And then I would sit at home, just me and the Holy Spirit. I would cry out. I would do a lot of fasting. Up till today, I fast often.
Very important.
And I lay before the Lord and I say, Lord, what is there that is inside of me that needs to heal?
Yes.
What is there that I need to change? And as I grew as a Christian, I kept on eating almost what I would call a ceiling. I would grow and then I wouldn't be able to grow any further. And by then I didn't know what trauma was. I didn't know what triggers was. I was clueless to all of those narratives or words. And it's only when I turned 40 and I had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, I had to do a introspection, and I was like, I was going to church, living the life, going on holidays, going overseas, going out with my kids, pretended to be in a marriage that was healthy. But meantime, back at the ranch, when I go back home,
different story.
It's a different story. There's shouting, there's rudeness. So where is the Holy Spirit in that? Where is the fruits of the Spirit? But out there, I put on a mask and I get dressed up and everything looks okay. And then I invested in myself and I saw a coach, a life coach. And that was the biggest turning point for me in my life, was when I had sessions with my life coach. And for the first time at the age of 40, I learned what the word boundaries mean. Never did I know there was a word boundary. Because of the abuse that I went through, I kept on giving and giving and giving of myself until there was nothing left to give.
Sure.
I was the crazy mother that would do everything by myself. Kids, dog, house, cook, clean. And there we come back to where, how is trauma stored up in your body? You become tense. You become agitated. You become angry. And that is not the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So anything that's contrary to the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and we're still operating in that should be a signal that, oops, something is happening. Something is not right. Where does it stem from? Where does all of this stem from? And so what is trauma? trauma is you get acute trauma. It's a single overwhelming event, like an accident, or you get assaulted. And then you get chronic trauma, repeated exposure, abuse, neglect, bullying, instability. Chronic trauma wires the nervous system to expect danger. So there are times, even in my now moment, that I need to regulate my nervous system. I'm still on my healing journey, and there are times where I have to calm myself down. And so, because you get triggered. So yeah. What are triggers? Triggers are reminders, sounds, smells, words, tones that activate past trauma.
Yeah.
Examples are being teased, raised voices, rejection, silence, someone withdrawing. For me, teasing triggered rejection wounds because I was teased a lot while I was busy, while I was growing up. Abandonment triggered, so I would overcompensate by always wanting to help because I was scared people would leave. So I would do more than what was expected.
Yeah.
A trigger is not a weakness. It's an unhealed memory stored in the body. And, so with those triggers, you either go into fight, flight, freeze, or fawn.
Oh, yes.
So what is flight? This looks like danger. You become defensive. You want to control situations. You become irritable. You react quickly because your body thinks it must protect you.
Yes.
So jy raak gou opgewerk.
yes, of course.
Yeah.
Sure.
So en dit is nie van die gees van God nie. Even today I have to tell myself, I must calm myself down. No, Janice, this is not the flow of the Holy Spirit. Come back. What is flight? It's overworking, overachieving.
Yeah.
Avoiding, staying busy so that you don't have to feel.
Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Freeze, it's when you don't want to deal with the situation, so you shut down, you start feeling numb, you struggle to make decisions, your mind goes blank, you forget stuff, you feel stuck. It's like a trauma takes all the creativity out of you, because you're not able to see ahead of you in survival mode. You're just thinking about, how am I surviving now? If I go back to my childhood trauma, and if I think about my grandmother, my militant grandmother, die koppie kan nie daar staan nie. As jy nou daar uitgedrink het, jy moet dit oppas, jy moet dit wegsit, daar moet niks in die rond te leen.
Go clean.
You have to go and get that done. So my granny, obviously it was the apartheid era. There was unprocessed survival trauma that the grandparents would carry. So during apartheid, they would have chronic fear, oppression, forced displacements. They were in survival mentality. That authority and control as a protection. And grandparents who lived under apartheid often developed emotional hardness, strict discipline, suppression of vulnerability. And how did that trauma transfer into us? The tone of voice, the parenting style, your nervous system, it modeled your nervous system. So you always wanted to get things right and do it right, and then you become hard on yourself when you don't get things right. Die braso moet gepolish word elke vrijdag.
Die braso was allemaal in een story.
And then the child grows up in survival mode without understanding why. And then some of those things we need to unlearn. And then what happens when children get shouted at? Because that's even in today's society, children is raised in environments with shouting or harsh discipline. It raises their cortisol elevation, so they become worked up, they overreact, They have poor emotional regulation. So the parenting style becomes then fear-based because they fear their parents.
Sure.
So instead of having a relationship with the parent and opening up, they withdraw and they then become a people pleaser. They tell the parent what the parent wants to hear. But then as they grow older and become a teenager, it's also like stored up resentment towards the parent because I can't be me. I can't have a connection with you. It's a false narrative and a false identity. So when a child is shouted at, the brain registers it as a threat, so not correction. So what is the long-term impact? They fear conflict. They have difficulty setting boundaries. They have a lot of shame-based identity. And they become hyper-alert, their nervous systems.
Definitely.
Karen, over to you, my darling.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with everything that Janice just shared over there. And as the child, finding myself in those situations, being shouted at, you know, I can relate to just shutting down like that, you know, becoming fearful. Yet, at the same time, it also opens you up to other traumas, opens you up to other angles of the strike, because now you're not open to speak and be yourself. You know, you're not open to say when there is something that's wrong. So now that opens another door for things to happen and for it to actually stay dormant.
Sure.
Yeah. So what then happens is there becomes they can be a build up of negative things that happens within a child's life. And then later on you see, okay, my no drugs, the child is behaving like this, the child is doing that, and not knowing that there was a foundation set.
100%.
And these are the things that has been building up on that. Wow. You know, so how we lay foundations is also very, very important. So these walls that has been built has to come down.
Yes,
amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
It has to come down.
I agree.
In order for God to do the new, in order for God to just to do the complete transformation.
Amen.
Everything that is known that has been taken place in the prior life, let me say.
Amen.
Let
me put prior it like life,
that.
Baby.
You know, that has to be replaced with, who are you in Christ? How does God see you as an individual? You are not the things that happened to you.
Come on.
You are who God says you are.
Yes.
You know, you are who God says you are. And that is the focus point of what Janice and I, we are doing in the community with our massage therapy included, you know, because we have learned that trauma is also something that gets stored up within the body in various ways, you know. So touch, touch does something to the human body.
That's right.
It calms down the nervous system. It brings the person to itself.
Yeah.
It allows you to identify with what is happening. What am I experiencing when I'm being touched? So now we're not just touching, we're also interacting, we're speaking. So I'm going to be placing my hands on your shoulders right now.
And
how would you like me to do the massage? Do you want an intense massage? Or do you just want a gentle stroking massage? As we do this, the person starts relaxing and opening up. And that's
relaxed. You didn't even do anything. I feel relaxed. Well, this was so interesting now, ladies. But we're going to be right back now.
Okay.
Let's take an ad break and we will be back. Luisteraars, ons is nou weer terug.
Amen.
Bly ingeskakel.
Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel.
What a beautiful song sung by Shanae, Brand New Heart. En dit is wat die Here doen wanneer hy jou aanraak, wanneer jy jou hart vir hom oopmaak. Hy maak van jou 'n nuwe mens. Is dit nie so nie? Mm-hmm. So ja, dis koffiedate en my gaste vandag hier in die ateljee, Janice en Karen, en ek sien ons het 'n gas al die pad van Thailand. Hy is nou daar, hy is op Facebook. Hy sê, dit is nou Ricardo Benet. Hy sê, hallo almal, ek so jammer, ek kom nou eens in die huis. Hy sê, ek was by a gathering for seniors, ons bietjie vir hulle geminister. Ag, is hy nou sweet nie. Wow. Dankie Ricardo, dankie dat vir wat jy daar ander kan doen en hoe die Here jou gebruik. Hulle sê ook vir jou, sê maar vir hulle daar Ricardo. Hulle is baie bly om vir jou te sien. So, we are having such an awesome time.
Yeah.
Wow, we are now just flowing with the Holy Spirit. And isn't that amazing?
Amen.
So I don't know, what would you ladies tell? I said, I'm just going to give over to you now. Because now we are obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
But tell us more about what you are doing out there for the community.
Before we touch on that,
no
about
problem.
The community, I just, like, there might be someone out there that goes through trauma responses or reactions and they don't know how to regulate or how to control themselves. I just want to encourage that if you find yourself where you maybe you're in an argument and you have to go back home into that environment and you find yourself in that hyper state, the quickest way to calm your nervous system is to take a cold shower. It sounds crazy,
yeah.
But get into a cold shower. It will automatically shock your system and you'll get back into your body. And say a prayer, you know, bring it back to the Lord. There's another technique that you can use also. You meditate. You take the word of God and you meditate on it. Take a worship song and meditate on it. If you in a work environment, go to the bathroom, take 2 minutes, listen to 5 sounds around you, feel 4 sensations around you, and just speak to the Holy Spirit and say, bring yourself back into the now moment. Tell yourself that you are okay, that God is with you, that this is not too hard for you.
Mm.
So, yeah, I just wanted to share that.
Thank you so much. Karen.
Yeah, that is awesome. Yes, Janice, because I think it's important that you even mentioned that because we are talking about breaking down the walls, you know, the walls that was built previously on the things that you've gone through.
Yeah.
Something that I also feel is that trauma is not just the event itself that you go through. Trauma is what you experience after what you have gone through.
Yeah.
Is what you're literally going through after, you know. Because going through trauma can cause you to constantly recycle the thing in your head. You know, you see it over and over. And it's how trauma keeps you stuck. It's how trauma keeps you bound. And that is where that freeze thing comes in, that where you are literally just not... You're doing everything you need to do, but really you're not doing anything.
Yeah.
You are going through the days, ways of life, and you are living, but not really living.
Mm.
You know? That is some of the things that I would say we need to unlearn.
Yes.
We need to break down.
Yes.
And we need to start learning new things. We start need, and like Janice also mentioned, is going through the Word. Read what the Word has to say about you. Go through what did Esther experience? What did Joseph experience, you know? Because many a times in our own lives, we can relate to those kind of things in its own way.
Yeah.
You know? So in that, we can learn how to break certain walls down. Educate yourself. Go onto the internet. Go onto Google. Get into communities with people who's gone through similar things that you've gone through. Because so often when you go through something in your life, you tend to think it's just me. Lord, why did this happen to me? Why is it me that's going through this? What did I do to deserve this? Why am I the child that is born into this situation? Why am I the one that's experiencing this divorce? Why am I the one? You know, we tend to always just get it all back to ourselves in the negative
why
cluster.
Why me?
The why me. So undo the why me.
There you go.
Come on.
And why not me?
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
Why me?
Yeah.
Why not me?
Why not me? You know, because God He says that he will turn it around. Whatever the enemy meant for harm, God will take it and he will turn it around for the good of those who love him.
Amen.
So if you turn your why me into why not me, then you will start to see that whatever happened to you was not to destroy you.
Yes.
Come on.
It was to break something forth that was
that
inside
so
of you.
That is so
you
true.
Know? It was to, you know, if you want an egg, you need to break the shell to get the egg out of it.
That's right.
That's the good stuff, you know. That's the good stuff. We don't want the egg hole, you know. So in order for God to get what's inside of us, he sometimes allows us to go through some form of breaking, some sort of pain.
Yeah.
But we are not the pain.
Amen.
We don't become that. We don't want to find ourselves stuck there, you know. So we need to unlearn. Break down those walls down and apply those techniques that Janice mentioned there. Apply the scriptures, you know, as we read and go forth into the word.
Thank you so much. Nadia, ek het sommer nou, terwyl jy met die boodskap stuur, het ek met die Here gepraat oor die infeksie. En ons bid dat die Here jou ma nou volkome gaan genees.
Yes,
her mother's got an infection and both her eyes are busy swelling. So, but we trust God for divine intervention in Jesus' mighty name for complete divine healing. So tell me about the workshops, and then I would really like you to share your contact details with the listeners as well.
Okay. So we've done workshops within the community with the children, the entrepreneurship workshops, and the workshop that we are currently working on is the trauma recovery workshop, and this one is specifically designed for women. For women, from women. We are the women that God allowed to design, coming from a place of trauma to help heal and restore women going through trauma or coming to the place of recovering from trauma. And this, we find ourselves basing everything we do on scripture, on the word of the Lord, because that is who we are. We are people of the word. So when we do something, it has to be evident in the world.
Yes.
You know,
dit
word moet gesien word.
Yeah,
van die Here moet daar wees.
Yes.
You know, it must be there.
Oh,
so
yes.
In Psalms 147 verses 3, it says, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds.
Amen.
He binds up their wounds, you know. So whoever God allows to come into our presence, his presence, we are just the vessels, you know.
Yes.
We want to be that binding that heals the wounds.
Absolutely.
In the hand of God.
That's so beautiful.
You know? He says that in Mark 6 verses 5, he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them.
Amen.
So I personally, as we've, this is from our reviews, you know, as we've had that done a few massages on some people and so on, and the reviews were just beautiful. I had a lady whose feet, she just came to do her feet with me, and she had a pinched nerve for years, and she experienced tremendous pain. And please, I'm not speaking, this is not to glorify myself or to make myself look any kind of way. This is all God. All God. I'm just but a vessel. And I did her feet, I did the massage, did the trim, did everything that needed to be done. And she, within 2 or 3 days, she messaged me again. She's like, Karen, I don't know what's happening to me.
Wow.
The pain is gone.
Praise God.
It's
gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ladies, you were such a great blessing. Honestly, honestly. Can you please just forward your contact details to the to the listeners? I'm sure they would like to get hold of you.
Just with the massages, just to conclude with that, there was a prophetic massage that the prophetic massage as well, and there was one encounter where someone so it's almost like a portal that God opens up over us when we're busy massaging, and it's like God steps into the room himself, and as you're doing the massage, God then directs you and says exactly what is happening in the person's life. And with the one massage that I did, the person had pain in their back, and then God said it's related to sexual trauma that they've been through, and they said they need to do a prayer. And I said, okay, I'll stand and intercede with them the following day. And as I was interceding with this person, God gave the number 120.
Wow.
And he says, blow the shofar 120 times. And as God allowed that to happen, the person received healing and praise restoration. So, yeah, our contact number, it's 084-622-0376. 084-622-0376. And if you can add us on Instagram, I'll send the link to Philippine. It's Warming Hearts Handmade.
Warming Hearts Handmade.
Yeah.
Ladies, just the last message of encouragement to our listeners before we greet.
Okay. Last message
in short.
Of encouragement. In short and in sweet.
Because of time, yes.
Do not fear, says the Lord.
Mm.
For I, the Lord God, I am with you. I will strengthen you and I will help you. So whatever it is you're going through today or what you have gone through and you still have fear concerning this matter, know that God is with you.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much. Anything you'd like to add before we say goodbye?
We can just do a closing prayer if that's okay.
Okay. Short. Okay. Sorry. No,
100%. Father God, we just thank you, Lord
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for who you are, Father God. Thank you for your redemptive, restorative power,
yes,
Father
Lord
God.
Jesus.
Father, we just bring you all the glory, Father. Who are we that you are mindful of us? But yet, Father God, you found it worthy in each and every one of us where we find ourselves, the listeners, wherever they find themselves, Father
yes,
God.
Lord.
Whatever wounds there are that still needs to be healed, Father, we pour out your oil on each and every one. We
Jesus
pour
name.
Out your oil,
yes,
your healing
Lord.
Power on each and every one. Come and meet everyone at the needs where they are, Father
in Jesus
God.
Mighty name.
We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus'
in
name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ricardo Benet says he'll definitely watch the whole live. He only caught a
bit. Oh, wow.
But thank you, Ricardo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies, you were such a great blessing.
Thank you.
I always tell the listeners they must do this after me, say this after me. Ricardo, ach, not Ricardo. Janice and Karen, please come back. So God bless you, ladies.
God
and
bless
you.
Just carry on.
Thank
continue
you.
With what you are doing. And thank you for your
glory.
Obedience unto the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And may you have a safe trip back, and I know that God is going to open more kingdom doors
Amen.
For
Jesus
you. So God bless you.
God Amen. Bless you.
Bye, Janice.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So ja, luister as ja, ons het 'n wonderlike tyd gehad saam met Janice en Karen. So kom ons luister nou na God is met ons gesing deur Colin Mitchells en dan het ons worship hour so net na 11 na die nuus waar die pragtige Kimberly Busak met ons by ons gaan aansluit met haar mamie Daniel en ook pastor. What is his surname again? Pastor.
Gladdy.
Pastor Gladdy.
Yes.
So julle moet ingeskakel bly, né? God is met ons gesing deur Colin Mitchells. Tot later.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.